In Ukraine today, voters are back at the polls for a third time in just 2 months. Today's repeat runoff election between opposition challenger Viktor Yushchenko and Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych was ordered by the Ukrainian Supreme Court, which ruled that the government rigged an earlier election. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev.
In downtown Kiev this morning, a couple dozen peace activists pounded on oriental drums and prayed for national accord. The fraud perpetrated by the government during the earlier vote and the bizarre dioxin poisoning, which left the face of opposition leader Yushchenko greenish, pockmarked, have whipped up political passions never before seen in Ukraine. The election has also revealed divisions between the Russian-speaking eastern part of the country, where Prime Minister Yanukovych still enjoys support, and the west and central part of Ukraine, which generally supports Yushchenko. Outside a polling place in Kiev, the passions were obvious. Two older women, Natasha, a supporter of Prime Minister Yanukovych, and Larissa, a backer of opposition leader Yushchenko, shouted at each other. Larissa pointed to short jail terms Yanukovych served for robbery and assault many years ago. "I'm not so much for Yushchenko as I am against Yanukovych," Larissa said. "I'd be horrified if Yanukovych was president. To have a man with a criminal past as president would be an insult to me and to all of Ukraine." Natasha, on the other hand, called Yanukovych more independent than Yushchenko. She said Yushchenko was a tool of Western interests and that the Orange Revolution opposition street protest had been orchestrated by the West. Her granddaughter Yelena, however, who was helping her climb down some icy steps outside the polling place, said she had taken part in the massive street uprising. She voted for Yushchenko and called Prime Minister Yanukovych a Soviet-style political relic. Her grandmother countered by saying, "Young people don't understand anything." President Kuchma, who backed Yanukovych before the now discredited earlier election only to later disown him in the face of the street uprising, went on national TV and urged people to stay calm. He gave an explanation of why he did not use force to crack down on the protesters.
"I think it's natural when people desire to control their government through civil means. This is why I have an understanding of what has been happening in the country the last few weeks. And this is the reason the authorities have not used force a single time, not even to maintain order."
Skeptics say in reality, Kuchma could have done nothing since the Ukrainian military and security forces emphasized they did not want to get involved in taking on the hundreds of thousands of protesters. Opposition leader Yushchenko made reference this week to rumors that violence or provocations could disrupt today's election, potentially forcing its annulment as well. "The security services, riot police, and the interior ministry have to fulfill their duty and prevent conflict or aggression," Yushchenko said. Prime Minister Yanukovych, who insists his earlier, now invalid victory was stolen from him, vows to bring his own supporters onto the streets of Kiev if he doesn't win. That sounds more like bravado than anything else. Yanukovych's supporters have proven thus far to be far more passive than those of opposition leader Yushchenko. They've rallied in far smaller numbers, even in Yanukovych's eastern home region. And at the Prime Minister's final campaign rally in Kiev, only about 3,000 people showed up, a poor showing in a city of 3.5 million. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.